T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prosecutors today filed murder and other charges against two men who Chicago police claim were involved in the deadly shooting of a 12-year-old girl. WBBM's Rachel Pearson tells us the girl was out celebrating her birthday when she was killed.
22-year-old Malik Parrish and 20-year-old Abdul Ali each face felony first-degree murder charges. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the men allegedly fired shots at a vehicle in West Englewood back in March.
If you call this case, a 12-year-old girl was inside a vehicle with her family returning from celebrating her 12th birthday.
Nizaria Moore was shot in the head and later died from her injuries.
She had a whole life ahead of her, and it was taken by senseless gun violence.
Community activist Andrew Holmes spoke with Moore's mother after both Parrish and Ali were taken into custody.
There's not too much relief there with her. She just wanted to thank Chicago Police Department to get them off the streets, stopping them from shooting somebody else.
Rachel Pearson, 105.9 WBBM.
A New York truck driver and his companies are being sued by 16 St. Ignatius University hockey players. They were injured when he plowed his vehicle into their bus in Indiana earlier this month. Attorney Timothy Cavanaugh represents the players.
Those companies would have had a responsibility based on federal law and the federal motor carrier safety regulations to place a safe truck driver in the truck. They did not do that.
Indiana police said the truck driver's blood alcohol was almost twice the legal limit. The companies being sued have not commented on the suit.
Investigators are working to figure out what led up to this morning's crash in Midlothian that involved a car and a Metra train.
Metra spokesperson Michael Gillis says the train was inbound on the Rock Island line when the collision happened at a crossing near 149th and Pulaski.
There were no injuries on the train. There was one person injured in the car who was transported to Christ Hospital. Passengers on that train were transferred to the next inbound train.
Gillis says the driver of the car, a woman from Midlothian, was unconscious when she was taken to the hospital. Gillis says the train's engineer told investigators the crossing gates were down and the woman drove around them before the train hit the car. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Some parents in Lincolnwood who participated in a debate about appropriate books for kids said a book with LGBTQ themes read to their children this summer was not appropriate. Emily Knox, an associate professor at the University of Illinois School of Information and Science, spoke at the Lincolnwood Library Board meeting.
When you have a lot of adults yelling at each other about what kids think, doesn't have as much of an impact as when kids themselves are talking about why these books matter to them.
Audio courtesy of CBS2. Some parents think restricting these books is necessary. Others say such a restriction stigmatizes and marginalizes the LGBTQ plus community. The Lincolnwood Library ultimately chose not to move that book.
In Northwest Indiana, a pathologist calls it the worst offenses of blunt trauma he's seen in his 28 years on the job. He's talking about the death of Judah Morgan, a 4-year-old boy in LaPorte. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports that home surveillance video shows the boy's father repeatedly abusing the boy until his death in October of last year. Today, 29-year-old Alan Morgan was sentenced to 70 years in prison.
A newly elected Illinois state representative says his story is a testament to the American dream.
State Representative-elect Han Nguyen was born on a refugee base in Vietnam to parents who dreamed of coming to America.
They held on to hope each and every day of that war that one day they would live in a democracy and that they would live in a country that would give them opportunities and a country where they would have freedom.
He and his family were eventually granted asylum and made their way to the U.S. in the 90s. Now at the age of 33 and after his first run for elected office, Nguyen is making history as the first Vietnamese-American to be elected to the Illinois General Assembly.
I think it speaks to the promise of America that if you keep the faith and you work hard and you keep hope alive, that anything is possible.
Nguyen says he's proud to represent the 13th District, which includes many Northside neighborhoods with diverse populations, including a large number of immigrants and refugees. Mai Martinez, 105.9 WBBM.
Getting our first look this afternoon at documents from the police investigation of the murders of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 5 years ago. WBBM's Andy Dane tells us the newly unsealed documents include the evidence that led detectives to the suspect.
50-year-old Richard Allen was arrested last month and charged with the February 2017 killings of 14-year-old Liberty German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams. The two girls were found dead one day after being reported missing following a hike in Delphi Woods. The new court documents reveal that a single unfired bullet found near the victims was key in linking Allen to the case. He was among those interviewed early on after being spotted in the area where the teens went missing, but denied seeing either German or Williams. But last month, a .40-caliber pistol matching the bullet recovered from the scene was found in Allen's Delphi home. The court documents say he could not explain the link or why testing determined that the bullet was cycled through his firearm. Meantime, Allen's attorneys have requested his murder trial be moved out of Carroll County, citing concerns about an impartial jury. That's the latest from Delphi.
The Inspector General's office that oversees state agencies says a record number of complaints were filed during fiscal 2022.
According to the Office of Executive Inspector General, there were 3,075 complaints of mismanagement, ethics violations, and more during the last fiscal year. Following the Inspector General's recommendations, agencies fired five people, saw eight employees reprimanded or counseled, and had two employees retire. 12 employees were given retraining or reminded of policies. The Executive Inspector General report says one of those who retired had been accused of receiving payments for the same working hours under two different assistance programs offered through the Department of Human Services. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
On this Giving Tuesday, all of us at WBBM are asking for your help providing Chicagoans access to the nutritious food they need. Please consider a donation to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. It's easy. You can get a link to donate by texting the word IMPACT, IMPACT, to 91999. That's IMPACT to 91999.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.